Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 143 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Yo, what's up, guys? We are back once again to talk to you about some of the happenings, some of the goings-on in the world of Destiny. Now, as usual, we've got our roundtable of hosts here. We've got the good old, the reliable, the soon-to-be full-fledged dad, Mega Magwitch.
Me.
That congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you.
You didn't even know.
How dare you
not? I'm happy I can say it to people now, because like I had all of a week where I couldn't say anything, and I wanted to so much. Yeah. Like every live stream, I'm just like, you know, that was a BS play. That guy's lagging. By the way, Mega's a dad. And
okay.
I should have got that full team.
You know what
Mega's
it's
a
like,
dad.
You know what it's like to know for like months, like, and you're just fucking sitting there on stream and you don't know what to say. And you're like, God, I could just be like, so wife's pregnant. There's a major thing in my life to talk about, you know, but no, we're fine. At least you're not Fallout, who knew. And Fallout was literally the first person to know.
I knew the whole time.
He was the first person.
You didn't know?
It went, my wife, me, Fallout. That is the order of people who knew that
proper
I was
chain
be
of events.
I'm going to have a conversation with you about that, by the way. I'm a little upset that I wasn't the first person that you told. So we're going to have a couple of trust exercises
what's
going on there.
It's alphabetical, baby. All right. F comes before T in the black link. So when I was desperately like, I got to tell somebody, I had to push those F's in chat. All right. F's in search. And that's just how it happens.
It just goes. That was the hierarchy, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I got you, man. I got you.
Okay.
But yo,
pulse is on.
Speaking of the person you told first, Fallout Blaze. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How come you didn't say reliable when you were introducing me, but you said it when you were introducing Mega?
Because you got told about the baby first, and I am salty about it. I'm mad.
Cold-blooded.
I'm mad about it, so. You're not reliable. You're unreliable. You're the most unreliable person I know, other than Real Bones. And we've got a very special guest. His name, no, it's not Cool Guy. I don't know who Cool Guy is. We've got Not Bones here.
Bones 2.
Bones 2.
Bones
2.0.
Bones 2 from now on.
You know, this is the solo Bones. This is when he breaks away from the boy band, gets a new identity. Yo, Mr. Cool Guy, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, man. I love talking with you guys. Talking about Destiny.
Yeah.
So, faction rallies. I want to talk about that, too, while we're at it.
Dude, yeah. I love it. He just wants to dive right
Damn.
In.
Dude, he's not.
Bullshit introductions.
Mostly, I started off with that because I saw TBL's review on the SMG. Dude, that was really good, man. Yep. It was a really good review.
It's a weird gun. I like it, but it's a weird gun. And it's even weirder because of the differences between console and PC. Like, it depending on what platform you're playing on, determines kind of which setup is the most useful for it. Like, it's a weird gun. But yeah, I'm glad you watched it. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was good, dude.
Faction Rally.
Somebody watches TBL's videos.
One person. I got one person, chat. I got one.
Every really video good. That TBL posts is just Cool Guy commenting, first!
Yep.
Every single
time. That's right. And that's okay, because it's reciprocal. I watch his review videos, which, by the way, thanks for doing those. I really hate doing weapon review videos, because I think I'm terrible at them. And so every time, like, you do one, it's just like, another gun off the list. I don't got to do it. I don't got to do it. You're way better than me anyway, so keep it up. I'm pretty sure you hear it. Eat cough drops. Mm. So, yeah.
That's right. You are way better. That's why I would tell you second about my baby and TBL. Yeah.
That's right. I didn't realize I was third on the list, Mega. Thanks. But, yeah, man, why don't you, for the audience here, why don't you let the people know who you are, who you is, where they can find you, what you do.
So, my name's Austin, go by Cool Guy, right? Long time ago in a galaxy far away, I was with Planet Destiny a lot. Every now and then, I throw something up with Planet Destiny. He gave me a huge shout out, you guys. That's why I always love you guys. The YouTube channel is /CoolGuyTips, and I do weapon reviews, tip videos, live gameplays. That's what I love doing, and I do it at my own pace. Like right now, I'm like a week from doing a video, as my voice is kind of shot. But when they come out, they rock. At least I like to think so.
Yeah,
so.
They do.
Nice. Oh,
that's what I do.
That's a man who knows how to sell his content because he because he likes his own content.
I do.
And that's the most important thing out there is to be proud of.
I got this boom thing. You know, I'm going to start streaming hopefully as soon as I can. I need a lot of like, I don't know. I still don't really know how to do it. I've dabbled in it and you guys are really awesome. So I will be coming to you shortly.
No one knows how to do it.
Wait, have you like never?
It doesn't break.
Not really,
streamed? Because I've checked out YouTube. I'm gonna be honest. I've never looked into you streaming on Twitch. I just assumed that you did.
Yeah, because you got it down, man. You've got like the personality and the mannerisms down.
Just DM me, dude. DM me later. I'll hook you up.
Well, or if you want to know how to really do it,
I'm on Xbox. It's like the lowest common denominator of Destiny, right? So it's like PC, PS4, PlayStation 3, Xbox One. Like
you don't understand.
It just keeps getting worse.
Cool guy. That's the niche, baby. That's where you and I can nuzzle our way in with all those poor huddled masses of Xbox players that have nowhere else to go.
Just looking to be loved.
Crawl into you, baby, because they're like, shit, we got nobody. Like, we got cool guy. He's our beacon, our shining star.
Think about it like Grenade or Jake in Destiny 1, dude. Like, people were all going crazy on PlayStation 4, and Grenade or Jake was like the guy.
He's doing his
on
thing.
Xbox One, and he just like everyone was going to him for trials carries and stuff like that because he was like, yeah, I know that like 70% of the community is on PlayStation, but I play Xbox, and people just hit him up. So
that's a niche, man.
You know, I remember another streamer I used to watch who streamed on Xbox One.
Oh boy, who was that, Mega?
Little known guy named Fallout Plays who used to, I believe, he got me my first Flawless ever on Xbox One. It was magical time and experience.
Real talk, that dude ain't got no loyalty. He abandoned Xbox and then he abandoned PlayStation and went to PC. That guy's a sellout. What a sellout.
Not fair. Did carries on PlayStation today and yesterday.
Oh, really? Right on, man.
All right, it's fine, man. I'm abandoning all for Tiger handheld electronic.
I have those over there.
I've got a Mega Man 3 one. That's it.
I have like the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 ones, man. My brother. You're my brother.
Of course. Of course.
Connections there. Totally has to do with Destiny, but we had a moment.
Totally.
For those who are super young, first off, learn your history. Tiger Electronics held it down in between Game Boy releases way back in the day. Just letting you know that there real quick. But
imagine playing with a calculator, only less fun, and you've got a Tiger Electronic game.
But with recognizable characters. That was it.
Quite a picture there, man.
Oh, they're the worst things on the planet.
Yeah, no, I know what they are. So fucking I'm an terrible, old right? dinosaur-like people.
It works. Hey, kept me quiet as a kid.
It did.
So we've had some stuff in Destiny this week, haven't we? We've had a little bit of a faction rally. That's a thing.
Yeah. You mean a fun?
You mean a token farm?
Needed.
Farming rally, yeah.
That's all it was.
Exactly.
I feel like the further we get into Destiny 2, I'm going to become like a jaded cop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to tune into this podcast, and I'm going to be like a really cigarette hanging out of my mouth that's like all the way burned down to the nub. Got, you know, whiskey and ice cubes or something. Like, I'm too old for this shit. I don't know, man. Like, the faction rally, starting to lose steam on that a little bit. It's like, it's cool. I did it, kind of. Probably not the way Bungie wanted me to do it. It's really funny. I'm in, like, the Winding Cove, you know, loot cave farm, and, like, I look over, I'm like, hey, there's, like, three other people in here.
Who are also just running back and forth in here.
It made me laugh.
I mean, that's probably my fault to a degree, right? Like, I'm complaining that it wasn't fun, and then here I am, the schmuck, running around in a cave farming for tokens.
Well,
rather than,
you know,
doing it legit. But like,
to be fair, I don't think the faction rally could ever be that much fun because there's nothing really to it other than you continue to play the game.
It's just you play the game the way you've been playing it, and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, here's like three more tokens for some terrible...
And you still don't get the full armor set at the end.
You still don't get
what
it.
The hell?
But, all right, so here's the deal. I mean, the faction rallies, I think, should be like sought after, right, as players, because it's very rare we get new guns, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that should be just a beacon for every player. We get new guns, but the way it's implemented, you could either get it in 20 minutes or the whole week or not at all. So, like, you're sitting there playing, and the gun might not even be that good, right? What was it? The Heart of Time, the pulse rifle.
Yeah.
Really good. The sniper rifle from New Monarchy is really good. It's kind of like the Alone as a God with snapshot. Really good.
Yep.
But, you know, the new weapons don't come around at all. I mean, it's very specific designed events, and we haven't had a faction rally. So, like, we should be eager to play, but, you know, there's only like five or six guns that we're trying to get. And still, nobody's really, you know, that fired up. And it's a shame. Like, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I was trying to think about, like, what they could do differently.
I mean,
I know, Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, there's definitely an investment issue with the faction rally, because just like Cool Guy said, it's nice to have some of these weapons for the factions and whatnot, but there's just so many different things there. Like, A, you farm up for 20 tokens, that'll get you one or two guns. Only a few of those guns you actually want. The way Bungie wants you to play, they want you to go and spend 10 to 15 minutes in a strike for 5 to 6 freaking tokens. They want you to go spend, 5 minutes running a public event for, 3 to 5 tokens. And it's too much of an investment for too little of a reward, especially considering the fact that you might not even get what you want, because of course they don't sell individual weapons. You have a random chance at it. There's people who have been farming a cave for days and still haven't gotten one or two bits of armor that they're looking for. So there's definitely an investment issue there. It's not enough rewards, and they're asking, in my opinion, way too much, which is why it's hilarious that the community, I love the Destiny community so very much. I love you guys. Y'all are the best. Every single time something like this comes around, you guys find a way. You find a way to get me the things I want in like an hour. And
it's hilarious. That's why every time I put like a video, on my YouTube channel, like a guide to trials, like how to, for first timers who have never gone to the Lighthouse. And like one of my things is like, you need to expect the meta. I promise you this ties the points together. It doesn't sound like it right now. But like, you have to expect that the community is going to go to the top shelf every time. If you're going into trials, of course, you're going to fight. If you're on console, you're going to fight Mida Multitool. You're going to fight Last Hope. If you're on PC, you're going to fight Better Devils, Sunshot. You have to expect that people are going to go to the top shelf every time, because that's just the nature of people. And it's the same thing with the faction rally. Like, if you're Bungie, God, they have a hard goddamn job.
They do.
Okay, the faction rally goes live in an hour. Steve, are you sure we fixed every possible way to, like, farm tokens in an absurd manner? He's like,
yeah, we're good.
I'm pretty sure.
I got it.
Pretty sure, Dave. I'm just making these names up. But like, and then, like, an hour after the faction rally launches, someone pings me on Discord. They're like, yo, dude, watch this video.
2,000 like tokens an hour.
100 coins in 10
minutes. And then like the opposite side of that, the community's like, I want to grind. I want something to grind for. And like there's these long, intricate posts. And like when time comes to grind, they're like, nah, I'm good.
I'll take the fast way.
I'll just take that fast route. Like, I don't get it either.
People are always going to take the path of least resistance.
Of course. Exactly.
Always. Yeah. That's just how it is. I love the thought that the painting that you painted their Fallout with like five guys having to be like, I think we found everything, and then you release it to 2 million people who are all just gonna like immediately swarm hilarious. It like locusts and find the best way to do it. It's ridiculous.
And
oh man,
I imagine it had to have been just like that. They're just all in a room making sure everything's ship shape. I mean, they went out of their way to change the way Lost Sectors work, specifically to encourage to get rid of some of those cheeses, encourage people to go out and play some other content. They made a big deal about it. Shoot, I made a Faction Rally guide video for PC players a day before Faction Rally came out, and I went out of my way to say, okay, Bungie nerf Lost Sectors, your best bet is probably going to be public events. And literally hours later, it's just like, nope, Matt, back into the Lost Sector you go.
I love it.
And it's great. And I think there's a real psychological reason for why people do it. It's not just that it's the path of least resistance, and it's going to get you way more than what any other source is going to get you. It's that those other sources, it's not really worth it. I would absolutely hop into strikes and just do that if I was getting like 10 to 15 coins per strike, so that it was like every two strikes you could get a level up.
Let me say something on the nature of it, because I agree with you.
Yep.
Here's the problem. I feel like the way they have it implemented boils down to, it's just the same thing that we've already experienced, which is like, just do whatever in the game, and then among the rewards that we'll give you, take these coins, and you take that coins to whatever person, and they like they slot machine the reward for you. And I feel like we're kind of getting tired of that. And part of the problem is that we have everything the game. I'm not going to talk for the whole community. I know that there's a lot of people out there. They're very busy with, whatever it is they do in life. And they, maybe they have kids, or, maybe they have
whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is that you do. Not every player in the community is like me. Okay. But, like, I have all the guns that I want.
Mm-hmm.
with like maybe one exception. Like I just, which is RNG related. I just like, what am I going to do? Why would I go grind? Because they're not offering a different way to get gear. Maybe if the faction rally was like, if they offered unique challenges where it's like, oh yeah, go get, you know, sniper headshots in this part of the world, or see if you can do beat this strike in under, you know, this timeline. And I don't know, it like makes something unique, because right now it's just, oh yeah, keep playing the game the way you've been doing, and while you play the game, we'll give you these coins. So if that's how it works, and I've already earned all the loot that there is to earn, because there's no weapon rolls anymore. If I get a better devils, my better devils is permanently checkmarked. It's not like, oh, I need Icarus and rangefinder or whatever. It's just done. So why would I go through all those hoops to get more coins if I can just burn through a loot sector and just get all the coins really quickly? Because I don't want to do all that other stuff. Why would I do a strike? Mm-mm. Why in the name of God would I go do a strike?
Go to a strike.
I'm surprised with these two PvP gods that I have in here. We're not talking about why the fuck there isn't some sort of PvP aspect to the faction rally where you can only play with people in your faction or something, and that have winning winning in those modes add really on to like your package values that help the faction win. I don't know. It just seems.
I mean, on the flip side, I mean, that's going to be excluding some players, though, right?
True. Very true.
Right? So you're right. This way, I mean.
I don't give a fuck. In a I really game don't like give this, a shit. I don't.
Okay. You know what?
If you get excluded, then you're fucking excluded. I don't care.
Darth Mega.
I really don't.
Yes.
You know what? Time goes on, like, I understand Cool Guy's point, because he's right. Yeah. He's dead right. Bungie has kind of like. They'll never show it to us, but I'm pretty sure they have like something written up on a whiteboard that they just like, they want Destiny 2 to be a game for everybody. You know what I mean? They don't want to have a heavy skill gap. They don't want to divide the community too much. That's why the game was designed the way it's designed. And you know, you can take that or leave it. You can agree with it or you can disagree with it. But I'm agreeing more with Datto. There was like an old interview. Datto was on the Destiny Community podcast, and they were talking about the nature of sharing loot with people in your clan. You know what I'm talking about? It's a really good interview. You should go listen to it. Mm-hmm. Where I think Pope Bear was like, he was really for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great, you know. And I see both sides to it. But Datto was like, yeah, you know what? No. Like, let some people be excluded. Like, I'm starting to see that more and more. Like, I understand that Bungie wants to have a game where everyone can feel like they can all do the same things and no one's left out or anything like that. But I want more. How am I trying to phrase this? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want more. Like, it'd be cool to have a part where it's PvP only. And, like, I'm sorry that some people might be excluded, but it would be cool.
I think right now we're more excluded because there's not a PvP element, like, at all to the faction rally. So if you are a PvP player, you're at a disadvantage to PvE players. Like, I think that it should just be that if you win matches, that adds to whatever the mystical score is that makes a faction win, whatever the fuck that is. Like, I just want that. I just want a way to contribute in PvP. I want some sort of thing in there. I don't.
And you know, you're exactly right. To be perfectly honest, I'll be a Darth Lord of the Sith right there with you, Mega. There needs to be exclusive content. I think it's pretty obvious. Bungie did specifically design Destiny 2 to be a more open experience, a more casual experience, if you'll excuse the vernacular there, because they wanted it to be more open to players. They wanted more people to be able to come in, invest a little bit of time, and be able to get the full-fledged experience of the game. Whereas, you know, in Destiny 1, you didn't get raid gear unless you ran the raid. You didn't get trials gear unless you ran trials. You didn't get Iron Banner gear unless you ran Iron Banner. And there is merit to that. I do want to be clear. There is merit to that because it invites more people in, more casual players who did feel locked out by the experience of Destiny 1, maybe didn't get hooked into it too much. They do stay on longer, and there's merit to that. But at the end of the day, this is a looter shooter. It's about loot. It's about grinding for something. It's about that carrot on the stick that you're always going to be chasing. And yeah, I absolutely agree 100% with what Datto was saying. There does need to be something in there for people to continually chase. And that seems to be kind of a philosophical argument going on within Bungie right now for balancing the more casual nature of the loot grind in Destiny 2. With giving players something to go after, something worthwhile to log in every day to play towards. And I think exclusive gear is it's certainly one facet of that. I do believe that there should be gear in, I don't know, maybe the prestige version of the raid that you can only get from the prestige version of the raid and stuff like that.
It's such a difficult conversation, and I definitely want to hear all of Cool Guy's thoughts on this, because why not?
Oh, I'm ready.
Just
let me know.
I understand this is such a difficult discussion to have, because no matter what you say, the YouTube comments will be angry with
me. Dude,
bring it.
When you talk about stuff, I think the overall deal is the overall health of the game. I want the game to do well. I love the game.
Sure.
That's why I keep playing the game. Core concept and the way the game is made, I love the game. So we're just talking now to try to get it a little bit better.
That's
the root of it.
Yeah.
And then someone on YouTube will be like, they'll quote that and they'll be like, hey, fuck you, Cool Guy.
When push comes to shove, you have to be constructive about it. When we talk, that's what we're doing. So
of course. Okay.
I'm down. Let's go.
He's building up my energy right now. He's Cool Guy's filling me with inner fire.
All right, I can feel it, so.
But yeah, I understand that there's people out there and they don't have a lot of time to play the game. So for them, it's probably a huge boon that they are part of a clan and their clan can organize activities and they can still feel somewhat included and they can get a gun or I had to babysit the kids all weekend or something. I was out of town. Yeah, I couldn't do it, but my clan did the raid and I got this gun or whatever, which is cool because you want to feel like you're part of something. You know what I mean? Part of Destiny is community. I understand that. It's really important. I feel like I've made tons of connections. I actually feel like I'm a part of the community when I play Destiny. But then the other side is that it takes away a shitload of incentive to play the game. I've stopped raiding altogether because to me, there's no point. Yep. Not only have I received all the gear, I received maybe 80% of it by not playing the raid. I just logged in and I was like, oh, cool.
There it was.
Rocket launcher. Yeah, thanks, Ramblin, or whoever completed that raid or what. It's just I understand the need to share gear and to feel part of a community and to make it more all-encompassing. You don't want to exclude people, but there was something so awesome about D1 and you go into the tower and you're like, oh shit, dude, look at that warlock. He's got the helmet. He's like, that hunter's got the raid helmet. He ran and he played it and he did it and he got it from the RNG. There's something so satisfying about that you earned the gear yourself. Because when I completed the raid for the first time, when I did trials for the very first time, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you just felt so good when you completed it. You're like, yeah, I fucking earned it. And you're showing off the gear. It's a point of pride. You wear it on your chest like a badge of honor. So, Cool Guy, that's what I want to hear your opinion on, because it's a really tough discussion to have, but I'm still curious.
So, the overall question, what's the overall question?
Do you think that it's a good idea to have more sharing and less incentive to play, like the clan reward system? Or do you think that the game should be more, excluding and make it so that it's tougher to get gear, but you have to actually do stuff in the game yourself? That's kind of a convoluted question, but
so it's the question that we're all asking, right? And it kind of roots from there's nothing to do, right? Well, here's the deal. That was a direction. That was from the top down, we're taking this path, right? So we have fixed roles. We have all these things. So there's not really that much. So I've always thought that if they're going to do that, there needs to be hundreds of weapons in the game. Right?
Yes.
There just has to be.
Yeah.
Because as you said, it's the better devils. Cut and dry, that's it. So you have a small loot pool, and then you start, sharing these things and giving these things. My wife doesn't play that much, right? And she loves the game. Cool girl, right?
Yeah, she's great.
And same thing, so she'll be, she, travels a lot. She, goes to France. Crazy travels, right? And then, she'll come back. She's like, then she doesn't even really want to do it because she already has everything. That's the other,
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I think pretty much everybody's been going through that.
Well, it's a tough thing because, incentive is the key. Incentive is the key. So since we have these static roles. The thing has to be adding stuff to the game. Stuff has to be, it's a living, breathing world that is out there in Destiny. It's just stagnant right now. And it's going to stay that way because there's only, 30 things. In the grand scheme of things,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough thing. And I know what you're saying, Fallout, but that's the path that they chose. It's the path that they chose. And it can work. I just think that it needs to be worked on.
Correct.
I don't know.
thankfully, I mean, we got the live team doing their stuff right now, working behind the curtain, doing God knows whatever it is that they're doing. I really wish I could see the numbers. Don't you wish you could see the numbers? Like the overall player yeah. numbers, like month to month, hour to hour. So, I would kill to see those numbers. I really would.
And I understand where Destiny is now, and it's vanilla Destiny 2, right? It's 2 months, and I see a lot of people like, oh, Destiny 1 was so much more fun, but the deal with Destiny 1 is it had a horrible launch, guys.
Yeah.
Reality check.
That's reality true. Check.
I didn't like, buy it because the reviews were, it fucking sucked, that's was weird. Everything really, I read.
Like, yeah. Nostalgic about that, but the deal was, is it got broken down and rebuilt and broke it down. We had shards and ascendant materials and rerolls. And
planetary like, mats and,
and it just goes on and on and on, right? And you had to box farm for an hour and a half just to level up one node on a weapon, right? So, like, would you say that, oh, Destiny 1 was so much better, but Destiny 1, like, got there. Like, that was the end result, year three, yeah, right?
3 years of content,
And at the end of Destiny 1, a lot of people don't realize, I mean, there's a live team taking care of all that, right? So when Destiny 2, it's being developed, yeah, they didn't have the custom games. Yeah, you know, the strike scoring, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the live team kind of did that, and that's more of like a test, right? Because that could have failed. It could have been horrible. Like,
yeah.
It couldn't have worked, right? So they look like geniuses later on for not putting it in, if that makes sense, right? So, I mean, it could go either way. Like, it was being developed a long time ago. Core things were in place, and the live team or the current development team, now they work on the private matches. Now they work on the strike scoring. So it's the same. We're going down the same path, but we just start off a lot better. I don't think anybody can really debate that if you really go back and look at Vanilla Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely a messy launch period, man. really messy launch. I mean, I love the game, but yeesh. Just looking back at
one solid content drop away.
We're just one.
We're just one.
I know there's a lot of people out there who are like probably sick and tired of waiting, and if they are, I understand how they feel. And like, you know, I'm not gonna blame you if you want to go play Fortnite, if you want to go play Overwatch or whatever. Like, who cares? Just do what you do. But like, I just remember, you're totally right. The launch for D1, it was messy. People were like, remember the forums were just lit up with like, oh my god, they took all this content out of the game. The campaign's a joke. They like, there's no story. Blah blah blah. But then. They just
no raid,
and no raid though. Yeah. They gave us content though, and I think around the time of like, was it like House of Wolves maybe? I mean, it was like a slow build, right? Because they gave us the raid, and they were like, "Oh shit, it's really awesome!" Like, do you see
Vault of Glass?
Man. You're like, "I want to play this Vault of Glass, man. This is intense." And after that, did Crota come out with House of Wolves or after?
Crota came out before. Crota came out in December.
Yeah, House of Wolves had second raid.
And then in the spring, it was House of Wolves. That's right. So the live team just kept feeding. And then by then, the game was like growing more and more because people had heard about the raids. They were like, it's really interesting shit. Let's try it out. But yeah, the launch was terrible. So I'm trying to think like at what point, because if it's like an even comparison.
At what point this game's going to suddenly be great? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not to put it so depressingly. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people enjoy the game the way it is right now, but then there's a lot of other people who are just kind of
I think what it is just that you a lot of people, it's like what Cool Guy said, a lot of people don't understand there's two separate teams that make it, so they saw all those massive improvements over the course of Destiny, and then they just expected the launch to this one to not be a clusterfuck like the launch to the first one.
Well, yeah, and then there's like the PvP team is doing their own thing, like they were trying to build competitive, and which by the way they need to 100% change. Like,
yeah,
I think we can all agree on that. And PvP players, and it goes down to ranked, right? And then we start talking about, well, if you have ranked, then some people are excluded, but that's not for you, right? that's for the people who want to chase it.
Yeah,
it's just so. I mean, you can very broadly look at it, but I don't know. Hopefully, it just keeps building and building like they did with D1.
Yeah,
tell me what you guys think.
I mean, I think one of the big things has been people have been comparing Destiny 1 at its end to what we've got in Destiny 2 at its launch. And that's certainly, there's no real comparison there. Destiny 1 had 3 years of content, all kinds of quality of life changes. And yeah, Bungie made some mistakes along the way on it, but I don't think there was ever really a realistic chance of us launching D2 with all the quality of life changes we had in D1, because, like what I said, a lot of them were an experiment. It was Bungie, kind of the live team, throwing things at a dartboard and seeing if it would stick and whether or not it would work, like stuff like ornaments, strike scoring, all that kind of stuff. That was an experiment that they weren't sure if it was going to really take off. So with the live team in charge of what's going on with D2 right now, we know we'll be seeing that kind of stuff in the coming future. And so, I'm happy to hear that, but there's still certainly a few things that do need to change.
And, like, all right, so when you say that, I'm like, well, I'll ask you guys the question. I mean, what was better, Star Wars Episodes 4, 5, and 6 or Episode 7? Like,
I would say 4, 5, and 6. I think 7 is better than 6, no question, if you're actually asking me. But if we're actually getting into a Star Wars
you just don't here. Like Ewoks. You just
no,
don't
I don't
like
have
Ewoks.
A problem with That's Ewoks. The analogy that it's I not. Think of, look, it, look, quick trail off. Dude. My problems with Episode 6 have nothing to do with Ewoks. They have everything to do with that. After Episode 5, where everybody had a character arc and a journey, the only character that has any purpose in Episode 6 at all is Luke. Everybody else is only there to serve the plot, and it's boring. It's a boring movie, and Luke's arc isn't that interesting. Whereas in
it
5,
was the
it was
Luke and Vader redemption yeah. arc. It was meant to tie up the family thing. Just because
great,
Han doesn't have a character in the movie.
Han and
you can't be too mad about it.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that good. I think 7's better. But that's besides the point. Back to Destiny talk.
As long as Empire Strikes Back is the best.
It's a good stance, Mega.
I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about my Star Wars. You can't just casually throw that out like it's not a big deal.
And expect no response. So, yeah. You mentioned some of the things you'd like to see in PvP, and I'd wonder if you want to expand on that a little bit, because I certainly believe there are a few things about PvP right now that probably need to change, especially if they're going to be trying to push for this sort of competitive environment that they seem to want to do. So what were your thoughts on that?
So, all right. You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking
so,
you.
All right. It's the same thing when you start talking about metas, right? And like, whenever I get it out, hopefully this week. I mean, I'm working on a video on pulse rifles, right? I've always been a pulse rifle lover, right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal with pulse rifles, and tell me your guys' experience. Like, there's no other weapon in the game, whether it be an assault rifle, a scout rifle, a sidearm. There's no other weapon in the game that makes you play differently, right? If you have a Scathlock in your hand, or if you have a Uriel's Gift, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're playing the AR, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have 3 Graves, or let's say the Lincoln Green, you have to play those differently, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. Like, the scouts are pretty dominant at range. I play the Mida the same way I play the Tango. It's the same way I play, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, with the pulse rifles, like, there's a weird damage dealt to flinch, to burst delay, to map design that I just hate. And when this sandbox update comes, that's, like, one of the first things I hope that they address. Because, again, like, the very first one, what's the Iron Banner pulse? It's not in Times of Need. Sounds about right.
Sure. Yeah,
let me check my vault. Like, I've got it somewhere.
Only, like, real dominant one that you can feel confident in 1v1 engagements, right? Like, because you're playing at mid-range, you know you're going to have damage fall off. You know it's going to be horrible at range. But then again, if you have, let's say, the inaugural address, mm-hmm. you don't really, you know, you can lose your ones very easily with that gun. You can lose your ones with, like, the high rate of fire ones. So I hope that those get addressed. But where I'm getting with this is, again, the pulse rifle is the only one that you have to specifically play differently. Like, if you guys haven't tried pulse rifles, try a fast-firing one all the way to a slow-firing one. Then do the same thing with an AR and do the same thing with a scout. And tell me that the pulse rifle is just completely whack. Like, it's completely off mm-hmm. compared to those. So I hope that in the first sandbox update they do that. And I wish that the whole design of the game was like that. Because really, if you're a scout, you know, you're in the back of the map and you're kind of holding down lanes and that's it. That's the end of the story. Same thing with an AR. You're at mid-range. And you're just getting a little bit of damage fall off, et cetera, et cetera. And ultimately, there's just one answer, right? Right now. On console here. I don't have a good enough card to play on PC. But, like, especially right now, ARs, Mida. That's what you see on console, of course, with the 3 burst sidearms, mm-hmm. right? And they're going to change that, right? Bungie's very, they're going to flip it upside down if I know them, right?
Yeah. But usually.
I wish it was more like that, though. Like, as you switch in between RPMs, you have to play a little bit differently. But your guys' thoughts kind of went off there.
What was the question? I forgot what the question was.
How would you
pulse
change
rifles
PvP?
Are weird.
Yeah,
how would I change
talking
PvP?
About, yeah, he wishes more guns behave in a way that made you play differently when you equipped different archetypes and things like that?
Or in chat, too.
How would I change PvP? I could do a whole video on that.
Should.
God, that'd be a fucking laundry list. I mean, well, I would do ranked and unranked. I would do it Halo 2 style. Yeah. I know that's a big circle jerky. Oh, the hottest take, Fallout. Are you going to interrupt me already? All right, interrupt me.
No. I'm with you. I was going to say, I'll never understand why it doesn't exist. I don't understand
why it's not here already. Yeah.
People argument in the slightest. I just can't because it's not. I fucking suck. I'm terrible. I'd be like rank two, but I still think it should be in there. I just
worried.
Get it.
About like they hear the word ranked and they're like, oh, I don't want to get, like, for the casual PvP players, and there's a lot of them, it's like, I don't want to get my ass kicked, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you don't have to.
You already,
like,
have a rank in your skill based matchmaking. 2, just let me see the fucking number.
You know what's funny? In Halo 2, or I think in Halo 3 also, there was like team training, which is the unranked, and then there was like ranked, which, you know, all the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pub stompers, like the really good players, like me, we would go into team training to stomp around. And people were like, well, I don't want to deal with that. Well, you don't have to. Go into ranked. Because in ranked, we would never meet up. We would never meet ever. Because my rank is really
high. I would
high.
Never play against Fallout really in Halo 2. It's impossible.
I would never find you in ranked. It's like, it's funny that the roles were reversed. But it's fun because it gives... it's like a playground for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, if you go into ranked... and you're a low level, you're only going to fight other low levels. So what are you worried about? You know what I mean? And it gives the PvP community something to strive for. Because think about, again, just comparing to Halo. There were no... Halo's not a looter. Mm-hmm. Like, you just spawned in with a battle rifle or an assault rifle. There's no, like, oh, my assault rifle's, like, different. Like, this is old school Halo anyway. But people played the crap out of the multiplayer because it was fun and because they wanted to grind for higher ranks. So even if we have all the guns right now and there's nothing else to grind for, you can still have the fun of, like, grinding for a rank. That's what's one thing to check off the list.
Absolutely.
Two, I would probably change the loot pool right now. I know people don't want completely random weapon rolls back, but maybe they could adopt some kind of Call of Duty-ish policy, because you want to be able to customize a weapon and make it feel like it's your weapon. You know, maybe if you had, like, unlimited pool... Like, so in B1, you have a hand cannon, right? And here's all the perks that you can possibly have on that hand cannon. Now, in D1, it was a dice roll. Like, every time you got the weapon to drop, roll the dice. There's your roll. Don't like it? Sorry, that's what you got, because the gunsmith went away. Yep. Maybe we could do something where, like, okay, here are all the rolls you can get for the gun. Here's all the perks. And you can, like, work towards them. You know what I mean? You, like, if you earn some kind of reputation, and you, like, you level up the gunsmith, and you can customize the weapon with, like, different perks based on how you like to play. And then that wouldn't be too out of control for Bungie to manage, right? Because again, it's not a complete crap roll where it's like, okay, I have one palindrome, I have a one in 186,000 chance that it's the god roll palindrome.
Yeah.
You actually have a goal up on the chalkboard. You're like, that's the better devils that I want, and I'm gonna grind, because then you give players a reason to grind. Mm-hmm. You give a more diverse loot pool, and there's, like, different guns for different, like, you can have a better devils for PvE, or you can have a better devils for PvP. They have different roles. They perform differently. One's better for the campaign, one's better for the crucible. Like, just little things like that to give more of a diverse weapon pool, but keep the players grinding, keep them playing, stuff like that. I gotta think about more of what I would change if I was given the keys to the castle, I guess, but that's two things right off the bat that I would do.
I mean, we've talked about it before on the show, but I think specifically the mod system could be changed to completely implement something like that. So I think mod system is it's totally underutilized when it comes to weapons. All it's there for is to give you a 5 attack boost and to change your weapon element. That's literally it. And I think revamping the gunsmith a bit so that you could, you know, maybe customize some of your roles by working towards mods. You know, working towards blue mod that you could turn into one legendary mod that, I don't know, gives your hand cannon explosive rounds or something like that, or something to boost its range, would probably work a little bit better, because it would give you a reason to chase. It would give you a reason to play and do stuff.
Like, what about all those weird neutral Destiny 1 perks, Army of One,
Those, like, No Man's Land perk, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean,
Guerrilla Fighter.
Neutral, yeah. Take a knee. But
the greatest.
The greatest. I mean, but that would be cool.
Yeah. I feel like the mod system was put on guns by like the main dev team just because, and they were just like, the live team will fucking figure it out later.
They'll figure it out.
Just like,
I'm sure that was the exact conversation.
That's exactly how I'm going to view it, because why else do I have a million mod slots for my guns? Like there's room for so many, but there's one type of mod I can like put on them. I don't understand.
All you can do is attack buff. That's
but
it.
Like one thing we know about the community, we know it for sure, is that we like to grind for guns.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons in my heart of hearts I feel that some people have kind of cooled off on Destiny 2 right now, because it's like D1, we had such a gigantic loot pool because it was like the random rolls. And even though it was really frustrating to not get the roll on the weapon you wanted, people were still doing it anyway. It just shows you how much you love to grind for gear. And look at the faction rally that we just had. You have schmucks like me running through a cave like for an hour getting these dumb tokens because I want more gear. I'm willing to do dumb stuff like that because I want loot. And now you have a situation where there's no random rolls. I have pretty much every gun in the game. And for the guns that I need to earn through things like trials or the raid, I don't even need to work to get them because my clan can get them for me. Now do you understand why the population is cooling off in D2 a little bit? We don't have the weapons to grind for. It's too easy, and the ones that we get, it's like you're done forever. You don't need to get any other version of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is that I would recommend that they do, but as
because
long as
anytime you talk about adding in randomness, then you get people who are like, then it's not balanced in PvP. But here's, I don't know. I feel like there's a way you could just have it. I go into the competitive mode of Crucible, and it fucking turns it into this set roll for my gun when I enter that or whatever. Like they always, I don't know, something to make it more along the lines of like Halo, where you just start with the battle rifle, like you said. Like I go in, all better devils go in and they become this when you go into the competitive mode. Shex swaps it out just so people who don't want to go into the like the crazy competitive mode and go into normal mode and have whatever they want, or I don't know, give them random rolls in PvE or just some. You can separate the systems, I feel like, in a way that would give people who want to just grind for hours for guns something to do.
I know. It's such a fine line. You get someone in the chat right now, Jingleheimer, and I agree with you. He says, he or she, it felt really good to finally get that god roll on your gun in D1. When you finally, like, get the roll that you were looking for, you're like, oh my god, and you get it.
It's a good feeling. Yeah.
Check it out. I just got, like, you know, shot package, whatever, looking chamber. And then, like, your friend looks at you like, oh, fuck you. You got the range finder, Icarus palindrome, you douchebag.
Like, keep getting casket mag.
And, like, I understand, because I was one of those people that was like, it sucks to be in PvP and lose a gunfight because the person that you fought against, not that they're better than you, it's like they literally have a better weapon. You know what I mean? Because that could happen in D1. Like, you could get luck in the chamber, and it's like, dude, I was on pace to outshoot him. He got a magic bullet in my brain. Like, there's nothing I can do.
He just triple magic damage bullet. You're one Hawkman.
I miss luck in the chamber. I love it so much.
But, like, so I understand why Bungie is like, well, we don't want people to lose gunfights due to, like, the randomness of weapon rolls. So, like, what if we make it all the same? But then now you get into the situation where it's like, shit's boring, fam.
There needs to be more.
All the guns that I need.
That's the only logical solution I can think of. There needs to be more. And, tell me what you guys think about this. I mean, I wish that there was a team, like, weekly, as, like, they take the servers offline. I wish that there was a weekly strike and crucible gun. Like, period. Like, at some point,
that'd be great.
Play certain strike, and you get said gun. If you don't get it, it takes 100 tokens at the end of the week, and you can still get it. Like, I think it's going to be small things like that, that if you're going to keep this static roll system to keep steadily adding slowly weapons into the game. You know, maybe next month they'll go around, or maybe it's a armor set, right? Maybe one week it's the head, next week it's the arms. Yeah. Eventually, at the end of the month, you get the full gear, et cetera, et cetera. It needs to be
good idea.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It needs to be something like that. Like,
I fully agree with that, because as it is, it's like I have the same drop system, but for no reason. Like the Destiny 1 drop system, but nothing else is the same on it, and I don't understand why I get things right now. I would love for there to be constantly, new things just trickling. Just one new gun a week, like you said, would be, that'd be a reason to get on that week.
And it'd be something to get on, exactly.
It would give you, like, maybe you don't get it the first day. Maybe it takes you, like, 3 days. That's still, that's something to chase after. And then you get it, and it turns out it fucking sucks. But whatever, you had something,
you had something to go after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I would even dig that a step further. And, yeah, just in addition to adding maybe a heroic strike playlist, you know, so we can get some modifiers up in there. Yeah, change it up so that, you know, it's not tied to a specific strike, but just a specific playlist. You play this playlist, you have a chance at getting this drop from that strike playlist for that week. And if you don't, they can do the whole faction rally thing where you can buy it at the end of a week or something like that. And you can just swap it out. That kind of goes back to the whole strike exclusive gear, which is something that's definitely missing from Destiny 2 right now. That was a huge reason when I think strike specific gear started in the Taken King, I want to say. That was a huge reason to go back and start running those strikes. Remember when we started hearing about the Grasp of Malak? We were like, what is that thing? Yeah. How do you get this thing? It's like, oh, well, you gotta go visit your girl Omnigal, and it's like, oh, but I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
do
okay.
it.
Okay, the Destiny Feudy community found a way to just keep killing her over and over. We already figured it out.
And they were playing the strike.
Players
they were playing it.
The dead.
Tether the that's shit right. out of that chick.
Bro,
let's do
who
this.
You got?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, people,
that's what's said. Missing.
People will grind. People will do anything to grind for a good weapon. And again, mm-hmm. like my boy Pump Train in the chat right now brings up a good point. It's like, I like the static weapon rolls. I like part of what static weapon rolls bring to the table, but I also like part of what the random rolls bring to the table. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be black or white, one or the other. We could try to find some kind of middle ground. You know what I mean? There's got to be a way. Like I was thinking when Datto was talking with Pope Bear about the getting free loot from your clan. Like, I understand both sides. There's got to be some kind of compromise. It's like, you know, because it... It would be so cool. Like again, like some kind of Call of Duty system just off the top of my head. Like, you want to have a more diverse loot pool. You want more perks on your guns. You don't want to just have, there's your one better devils. There it is forever. But then again, you don't want to, like, have to grind and grind and grind, like a 1 in 200,000 chance at the god roll. There's got to be a middle ground. It can't just be East Coast, West Coast. Can't happen.
Incentive. That's what it boils down to.
I blew Mega's brain. He was like, you can handle it.
I'm fucking, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this shit work.
Why don't you have the answers, Mega?
This is
you never
fault.
Have the answers.
I know. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby.
Isn't that really
Destiny
2,
am I right?
Balancing games is easy, right?
I know. Dude. Yeah, and you know, and as a community, we just keep putting forth effort and trying to convey what, you know, we're here and we would like this and that, and it's just going to be up to them to implement. But I mean, I haven't even started Titan yet, y'all. I mean, I've put a lot of hours into the game. Titan's always last, man. He's like that weird uncle, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you just kind of stay away from him.
How have you lived in Destiny 2 without double pulse nades?
Yeah, dude, the Titans
How are you alive?
Exactly. And you know, people talk about balanced start. You know, we were talking about it earlier. But, I mean, really, I mean, you got the pulsing death grenade, and I don't. I mean, it's never really going to be truly balanced.
Yeah.
No, really, never, never, never.
It's never truly going to be 50-50, right? So, but I don't know. I still have PlayStation to do, so on and so forth. So, like, there's still a lot for me to do, personally. But I know a lot of guys, and, you know, we're Destiny players, too. Like, we just... Every day, every waking chance when the game came out, and we were enjoying it, and this is awesome. Like, well, Bungie did it. You know, they did it again, et cetera, et cetera. Then we're at this point now. Like, we've just absolutely beat it into the ground, and I just think that we all want more. That's not a bad thing, but that's kind of on us too, right? Because I know I played it so much. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really kind of an interesting issue because as loud as the community chant is that we're bored with the game, we've run out of things to do, that's also a huge milestone for Bungie because we all log in basically every day and pounded this game into the dust for 2 months straight. I mean, the investment numbers for Destiny 2 were ridiculous. It was something like 3.1 million concurrent players for the entirety of the first month. That's almost unheard of in the gaming world today. And I just take the loudness of the chants for, man, we're bored. We want more to do. It's a good thing because obviously people are interested in the game.
Yes.
Obviously people are looking to play more of this game. And right now it's kind of just a matter of us getting more and what Bungie's going to do to kind of alleviate some of these grind issues in the future. Which, hey, we've got a DLC coming out in 2 weeks. That's a thing.
Honestly, I have so much faith. I have so much more faith in the mod. Maybe two and a half weeks? I don't know. I have so much more faith in the live team than any other aspect of Bungie, I feel like, that I'm like,
I'm very hopeful
for the future, all right? They didn't let me down by the end of Destiny 1.
They did good.
So, you know, it's like the people who make the actual game, it's like the nanny or it's like your mom, right? The mom that gave birth to you when you have like really rich parents. And then the nanny is the live team that actually watches you all day.
Caring for you.
And it's like, who the hell is this bitch when she shows up? Yeah. Right. I want to hang out with the nanny. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I got you, Megan.
Yeah. That's hyperbole.
Yeah. We got that new DLC coming. I totally forgot about that until just now, but yeah.
And like I said, the deal with Osiris, man, he's like the only one, like, you know, you hear about the lore and if anything on Bife's channel, right? Just all these stories. Sure, I don't know them all. Bife is a resource. But like, they can use that as an avenue, man, to go back to do all of that stuff. And I really hope that they do that because it's like one of the only ways that we could go. I mean, the Twilight Gap and all, like, et cetera, et cetera. I really hope that they hit that avenue, man.
Yeah, me too. God, I mean, they have a hard job, man.
It's
I feel like a lot of the community doesn't realize how easy it is to criticize, and that's not to say that we shouldn't, because I think that if you really care about a game, you want it to improve, and you're a part of the community, you have a right to share your thoughts, as long as you're not a douchebag about it. Like, you're not an asshole.
Yes.
You can be like, this is what I think about the game. You know, take it or leave it. It's my thoughts. I'm like, you know, it's all pooled together. If you're tweeting Bungie that they should kill themselves, you're probably not helping at all. he said with heavy sarcasm. And, dude, like, I have so much respect for people like Grant McKay. Dude, he's been, like, tweeting like a fiend. People, like, will literally just tweet at Grant. They'll be like, hey, why did you guys do this in the game? And he'll be like, yeah, well, we, like, someone with, like, 17 followers on Twitter will, like, tweet him that. And, like, you know, reply.
He'll respond.
And he's been doing it all the time. I'm like, yeah, well, we did this because, you know, we thought X, Y, Z. And then, of course, every time he tweets something, someone will retweet it. Like, oh, my God, what a joke. They decided to make it like this. They don't even understand their own game.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, dude. I can only imagine if my job for a living was to, like, try to, like, talk to people about something I put so much time into. Like, every time I gave even a tiny little nugget of insight of what's going on and why we made it this way, people would just be like, oh, you should kill yourself.
Jesus. Well, and what's weird, man, so, like, Hamrick's really good about it, too. Like, there's different developers and sound artists. Like, they reply and they're good. It's weird because we get little snippets from over here and over there. I just wish that was a little bit more transparent coming from right here, like, straight on, if that makes sense, you know? They do a good job about it. I wish that they would do a better job of that. I mean, just being as transparent as they can. I mean, what was it? Sledgehammer came out today and, like, dude, the game is having a lot of issues right now. Thank you for staying with us. Here are the issues. Yeah. We're resolving them, so on and so forth.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, they kept their communication.
It's nice how you can, like, we can all learn from each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I hate comparing games, even though I do it literally all the time. But, like, I think the goal is, like, Overwatch level transparency. Now, they do have an easier job because, unlike Destiny, which has, like, you know, basic campaign, we got the raid, we got the PvP, it's like all these different plates. Overwatch is just PvP. That's all they have. It's just a competitive PvP game. But I love the transparency that they bring to the table when, you know, what's that guy's name?
The guy who Jeff
inhales
Kaplan.
A lot.
Yes, Jeff Kaplan. That guy. I love Jeff Kaplan.
The guy who inhales a lot. Like, he'll put out a video on YouTube and it's just him sitting in a chair in some weird room with the backdrop and he's just talking to a camera. He's like, yeah, so, like, Reinhardt, like, changing his shield, we saw from the player numbers that, you know, this was happening and we want it to be like this. And he'll just talk for like 20 minutes about,
here's what we're doing this
week. Here's what we're doing this week with the game. Here's what we've been seeing in the numbers. This is what we want it to look like. They like over communicate. I'm almost like, geez, all right, relax.
Yeah.
Like, but it's nice to have that really open line of dialogue going on. I wish we had that more in D2.
Yeah, and you know, we got a little bit of that with the week before last week, the Bungie Weekly blog, where they, you know, the live team came forward and they talked a bit about what their game plan is moving forward and what's on their list of priorities of things to knock out by the time the next season really starts. And yeah, we should get more of that. I almost wish Bungie would do what they used to do back in the Halo days, where they used to hold they would have like a weekly video come out with VidDoc with these just coming out and talking about things. And I really wish they would do that sort of thing again, especially now that they've been sprucing up their Twitch channel and all of that, where they just, you know, maybe not every week, but maybe once a month they come back, they talk about the state of the game, what they're working on, and what's coming in the future. And I wish we could get that kind of constant transparency from Bungie. Not sure if it's ever going to happen, but at least we're going to hear from them this week. Cool.
They were really good about it for a while. I think they had a Twitch show every week for a minute there. Like around
they
House
did,
Wolves,
yeah.
Or am I wrong? Like, and it was cool because they had special guests or whatever it was. Or they had somebody from the sound department or whatever. I enjoy that kind of stuff. I wish that's an avenue they would keep doing. I know they have a couple of Twitch things coming up with the new DLC, but let's keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Keep it rolling.
Keep the conversation rolling.
Are we at that time where we ask for questions? Are we there?
Maybe.
Sure, why not? Mark. Hey, Twitch chat, if you're hearing us live, if you're here with us in the chat right now, A, thank you for being here, and B, why don't you hit us with some questions? You'll probably hit us with about 10 or 15, and we'll probably answer one or two.
Sounds about right. Because we're good at this.
Yeah, because we're really good.
Because it's really easy to talk to the community, obviously, and answer whatever questions and feedback they have. Yeah.
Mega dancing close to the fire right now. I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they doing a stream this week, this Wednesday?
They are. First live stream is going to be this Wednesday.
Very cool.
And I can't remember if it's going to be a walkthrough of the new social space or what. That's usually what they start these live streams.
Got it.
With, but yeah, the first one is going to be this week. Next one's going to be the week after.
And how then, neat!
Yeah, and then the DLC is going to be out. So yeet! Happy about it.
Good, good. Question from Enigma: will you be playing Destiny for the full 10 years? Dear God, man, I don't even know what I'm gonna have for lunch tomorrow. I can't.
If it doesn't
plan my schedule out that far.
If it doesn't start to like supremely suck ass, probably.
There you go.
Like,
Good answer.
It's very likely.
Yeah.
Louis Carlos, hey everyone, first time watching the show live. Not a question, but you know we love you. Thanks for being
here.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay. Thanks. What's your opinion on guided games, and what improvements would you make, if any? We've talked about it before, but I think there should be like checkpoints in there if you guys get kicked, for sure.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah. Unless you're going to have the most perfect network in the world, I feel like you got to make it so people can rejoin like with each other and get the checkpoint in the guided games version of the raid. Probably more, I don't know, it needs something more incentive to make people do it. That's the main problem, I think, right now is like, people who are guiding need to get, I don't know, double rewards or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, they can make it more worth your while for the clan that's taking people through. I could agree with that.
Good call. Mm-hmm. I've never done a guided game, so I don't have an answer for that question.
I did a guided
I've only done
once. That was
and it was an awesome experience, dude. I kid you not. We got this guy. He was from Brazil, didn't speak English at all.
Wow.
So me and my buddy got on Google Translate Portuguese, and we were talking with this guy with Google Translate for the entire strike. It was so cool, dude. Like, it sounds kind of weird.
That's incredible, actually.
But, you know, it's cool because he had never done the strike, and he goes, where he is, there, you know, like server side, he never really plays with anybody, really. He plays alone and he has a hard time connecting with people, and he actually connected with us in the States, right? So it was a really cool experience. And just trying to get through conversations like, hey, go over here, don't do that. Man, it's pretty funny. We had a good time. I had a good experience.
My one guided nightfall was guy refused to join party, guy refused to talk, and we managed to get through it despite that.
Wow.
Sick.
But I think that it's a cool idea. It is a very, very cool idea. Just, I don't know. It needs to force people into chatting somehow. I don't know how they do that, and it just needs to have a better incentive on it, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Serotonin, what you think the content creators were doing at Bungie this past week? Ooh. Were they going to Bungie this past week? God, I don't know. I
wasn't Lupo, invited. True Feels Vanguard, bad, and M-Tash were definitely there. Like, they all were went they? On a trip at, like, yeah. the exact same time, and M-Tash did an IRL stream where he said he was in, like, Colorado, but Holtzman showed up in his hotel room. Like, well, that's fucking bullshit right there.
Yeah.
So, they definitely were doing, Well, I mean, I wouldn't feel bad because it seems like it was only like a very select few people that.
A very select few.
Yeah,
yeah.
That got Still. Shipped off. I know, Paul.
I'm mad about it.
It hurts. But it hurts so I'm assuming they were playing something that will be aired during whatever this live stream is. Yeah, if I had to guess.
The exclusives here on Planet Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We watch DMZ. We watch outside all... of M-Tash's hotel room.
Dude, people in his chat were like legit. Like, look at that towel. It's got a P on it. Google hotels that start with P. Like in the area. I'm like, you guys are fucking crazy right
they
now.
They were definitely
Jeez.
Playing something for the upcoming DLC.
Absolutely. 100%.
Those bastards. I love them all.
Gosh darn it. Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, gosh. Wait. We need more questions.
Skinny says, do you think we'll ever see a horde mode, more like Firefight and Halo and less like Prison of Elders? Yes. I don't know if it'll be like Firefight, though.
Hey. I love Prison of Elders. All right.
Me too.
I hope we do get something that's exactly like it. Maybe that's
what we
are. Archon's Forge.
Yeah.
Archon's Forge. That was another one. Yeah. I enjoyed that, too.
Yeah.
And it had unique gear.
It did. Dude, the Dream Eater gear for the Hunter was some of the smexiest gear in the game,
yeah,
baby.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I was
Saladin's
all about
Vigil.
That.
Saladin,
one of the best fusions in the game, and boom, there it was in the Archon's Forge.
Yeah, the Sniper was really good from Archon's Forge, mm-hmm. too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like at that point where snipers weren't usable,
back.
But it's fine.
It's probably going to be Prison or something.
Yeah.
Likely.
I'll be excited for that. I like Horde modes, like things that you can... grind out like that are kind of fun to me. I don't know. Everybody hated Prison of Elders, like all of my friends did. I needed Strange Coins once, and I was like, how can I get them quickly? It was like right when I first started playing, and they were like, you could do Prison of Elders, I guess, if you hate yourself. And I was like, I really like this.
I enjoy that, actually. Yeah. Let me go solo Skolas real quick. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Don't
give a shit. I think Prison of Elders is a good thing. Like, horde modes are good when you just want to, like, veg out, just grind a little bit and put something on the TV, like, in the background.
Shoot some stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, just some mindless activity when I'm not in the mood for a lot of communication or anything too intense. So I hope they add something like that into D2. And I'd be surprised if they didn't, because, like, every first-person shooter ends up having horde modes of some sort, I feel like. It's inevitable.
It's the usual.
Okay. That's one more questions.
Good question.
Maybe like one or two more.
Just gonna make the European Dead Zone a battle royale. Just drop in 100 of us.
There you go. I could have swore I saw a post on the subreddit this week where somebody managed to activate some sort of PvP environment inside PvE. They were able to damage their friends with gunfire in the European Dead Zone. And like, I don't remember. Am I losing my mind, chat? I swear I saw a thread for that this week on the Destiny subreddit.
What's that called in RuneScape where you go into like the area where you can like fight each other, like the wild, the wilderness or something like that?
Yeah.
I think I was in Ignite's chat the other day and he was playing RuneScape and he was telling a story about how one time they accidentally activated PvP like everywhere. So like
everyone dies.
Like everyone just started like murdering people, I guess, when that happened. So that's what I'm imagining happened, and that sounds amazing. Like, you just load in to go and take out a freaking Cabal mining excavation thing, and you just get attacked by, like, four dudes. Wonderful.
Man, just a PUBG-styled game in Destiny.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh. That'd just be... I don't know. That'd just be crazy. I'd be into it, though. I love Battle Royale games, so...
Keep it down.
I mean, yeah.
They're cool.
They are.
Hey, Mega.
Yeah?
Do you have a problem with Fable?
A problem with Fable? What's
yes.
this coming from?
This should be
I got some problems with Fable, the series.
you know what this is like? This is like when you're in bed, and
yeah.
it's like 1 in the morning, and like you're just really tired, and you want to go to bed, and you just get in. And then like your significant other will turn to you and be like, where are we going in life? Or like they'll ask you like the deepest question ever, and you're like, what are you saying?
Oh, I have diarrhea. I got to go to the bathroom right now.
We're like literally at the end of the podcast. Hey, Meg,
well, no, because we were on Twitter. You started like Mad Mouth and Fable. Who doesn't like Fable?
No, no, no. I love Fable. I love Fable 1 and 2. And then Fable 3 is terrible. That's what it feels like to me.
There is no Fable 3. Look, what are you talking about? It ended after we only got two Fables.
Here's all I remember. I played through every Fable game and I got like every achievement in all of them. I loved the Fable games, right? Here's all I really remember about Fable 3 is it was basically Fable 2, but the start menu was a fucking like loaded into building. The worst idea. If you've ever played a game that you think has a bad UI, imagine hitting the start button and it loads you to a separate area where like all the sub menus are different rooms in that area that you have to go into. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, oh, I want to change my armor. All right, hit start, load into central room, go into closet of central room, go through clothes, pick the one, hit start again. What? And just terrible. And then,
hey, Mega, what do you think of the Electoral College?
The goddamn gerrymandering has to stop. The whole thing's rigged.
Is the Super Mario Brothers movie canon?
All right, I am ending this podcast. It is officially.
It's Luigi Mario. I'm here to rescue you.
Luigi Mario. Mario.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on episode 143 of the PD Podcast. If you're here with us live in the Twitch chat, we really appreciate you. And now is the time where you can tell us who you would like us to raid. We can actually do that now because Link is here this week. We can actually raid somebody. So tell us who we should raid. And in the meantime, we'll go ahead and sign off on Fallout. You can check me out on youtube.com/falloutplays. Oh, I got ahead of myself. Before we go,
idiot.
Special thank you to Cool Guy for stopping by with us tonight. We like Cool Guy. Good to have you here, buddy. Do you have anything special going on lately that you want to plug? Or is it just the same old stuff?
No, man. Just want to try to stream soon. It's YouTube/CoolGuyTips.
Cool Guy.
And I'll be getting with you, Fallout, about streaming.
Dude, hit me up. We'll talk.
I'm really bad
about it.
Dude, it's computers and
easy.
Such,
so. I can do it. Especially if Mega can do it, you can do it too. Right? Mm-hmm. He knows.
That's very true.
Appreciate you guys having me. That's awesome.
All right, I'm Fallout. Follow me YouTube, youtube.com/falloutplays and twitch.tv/falloutplays. You can find Mega at youtube.com/huskyraid and twitch.tv/megamanguage. And you can find Link at youtube.com/theblacklink. There is only one, except no substitutions. Thank you all for being with us tonight. See you next weekend on the Planet Destiny podcast. Peace.
Bye-bye.
And now let's raid.
Super Mario Bros. Movie is great. It's my number
Nobody
one.
Nobody suggested
desire.
Anyone.
People said tons of things. What are you talking about?
I think Cammy's on.
I saw Cammy like a million times from tons of people.
Is he on? Let's find out.
Yep, Cammy is on. I see Joe Verrated, Lucky and Buttwipe, Pat's on, Holtzman's
there
on.
There he is. Three people said Cammy.
Three? That's more
it's
than
done
one.
Deal.
It's done.
Tell Cammy that
the host.
Planet Destiny podcast.
So I'm gonna stop my audacity.
Tell Cammy that Bob Hoskins is Mario.
Is Mario.
All right.
He didn't play Mario.
Raid. Go in there.
John Leguizamo is Luigi.
Why are you still here? Go.
Bye, everybody.
Get the fuck out.
You don't have a choice. You're evicted. So bye.
All right.
No longer live.